It's Thursday morning, and it's time for Small Business Relief here at Classic 102.7, brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business. Mike Anderson is back with us. You know, Mike, we've got the step down from stage 5 to stage 4 kicking in tomorrow, but it is a public holiday, a long public holiday weekend, so I suppose the real effect of any change will be felt probably from next Monday. But looking further ahead, what stage do you think we would need to get to just to begin a turnaround in the economy, especially for small business?
Thank you, Mike, and good morning to you again. Yes, you know, if we look at the sectors and we look at the levels right now, stage 4, of course, doesn't help small business much at all. You know, we see that when the change will come and the difference will come for a small business is level 3 and below. And like you and I spoke off air, we just don't quite know when that will come, you know, from region to region, from municipality to municipality to province to province. So the important thing here is to really understand that. And, you know, if you've got a restaurant or a coffee shop, it's a tragedy. And if you've got certain other businesses, of course, equal tragedy. So, you know, the important thing there is that as a result of the pandemic, you know, combined with the economic downturn, spending by the consumer will be extremely limited. So let's say we get to stage 3 and stage 2, you know, what spending is out there that the consumer has to support small business? And this, of course, will have a negative trading effect for most businesses. So I think that'll be in for a longer possible ride than we would like to be, Mike.
Oh, I'm certain of that, and I think anyone thinking realistically will look at what is happening worldwide, because we're not in this alone. The whole world is being affected profoundly by this, and everybody's economy is being pounded by this virus. And as you say, it's the uncertainty of not knowing. Will it be better in June? Will it be better in August? Might we have to go to September? Might, in fact, might the bad effects last as long as till Christmas?
Well, the thing is, Mike, the question is, how long will it take for many to start performing their business as usual again? And unfortunately, it will take a long time to bring back the old normal. And the question is, will the old normal ever come back? You know, Mike, social distancing, fear, and uncertainty will prevent the flow of customers into these businesses. And that might take a lot longer off, you know, once you reach level 3 and level 2 and level 1. You know, what is the sentiment out there? What is the buying power from the consumer? And these are things that we need to address right now, because we do know that will come sometime, and hopefully quicker than normal. You know, we hope that, for goodness sake, a vaccine comes out and a miracle happens that we can try and reduce that period. But we're in for a long time, Mike, and of course, that's sad news.
Yeah, it is indeed. But this is when you have to light your internal fire, isn't it, as you were saying on your webinar yesterday?
100%, Mike. You know, this is when we've got to dig deep and look within. You know, unfortunately, adversity is unavoidable. You know, don't fight it, accept it. You know, also, don't assume the worst in the road ahead. You know, suffering is optional. These are the kinds of these things where we look hard to ourselves, because we're all in this together. We're not alone. I think that's some comforting thought to many out there. Look, everyone around me is in the same boat. Let's share experiences. Let's work together. Let's help each other in whatever way we can.
Okay. If people do want to get in touch with you, people who have small businesses, because you are offering as much support as you possibly can and guidance, how do they get in touch with you, Mike?
Thank you, Mike. Yes. Email address, covid19@nsbc.africa. Our team is there to assist. We are, of course, pumping up the support center. So we're really here to help as many people as we can through these trying times. And, of course, not only the people, the business owners, but, of course, the workforce within these businesses as well.
Indeed. Mike Anderson of the NSBC, you can get in touch with that team, who will offer as much support as they possibly can. covid19@nsbc.africa. And Small Business Relief here at Classic 102.7 was brought to you by the NSBC, helping small businesses to stay in business.